In court at the Old Bailey today, three men accused of a gangland-style shooting, which missed its intended target, say the prosecution, and instead almost killed two innocent bystanders. One of them was five-year-old Tusha Kamalaswarin. She was left paralysed by this attack. She was playing in her uncle's shop on Stockwell Road in South London last March. A bullet fired through the doorway passed through her chest and severed her spinal cord. Another customer in the shop, a 35-year-old man, was hit in the face by a bullet and still has fragments in his neck today. Both survived, but only just. Effectively, two shots were fired into the shop through the doorway, and the prosecution say this was a gang-related shooting. They say those bullets were intended for another man who'd taken refuge in the shop. Kazim Kalamoli, who's 19, Anthony McCallough, who's also 19, and Nathaniel Grant, who's 21, all deny charges of GBH. The prosecution say they chased another man from a nearby housing estate on their bikes, their faces covered by handkerchiefs and bandanas. And when that man ran into the shop on Stockwell Road, they, with their faces covered, fired two shots into the store, hitting two innocent people. And paramedics had to battle to save the life of five-year-old Tusha. She's now paralysed from the waist down. The three men deny the charges. There were, it seems, many people around at around 9 p.m. on the 29th of March last year. The court is currently hearing statements from witnesses, and the trial continues.